I love the first verse in that song, "In Christ alone my hope is found." Do you ever find yourself coming before the Lord and just crying out, "Help"? You know, this is too big for me. You have a momentary flash of the obvious, and you confess, you know, "I really don't control anything." The question is that when you find yourself in that situation, how do you find peace and how do you maintain hope when you recognize and accept the fact that you've got control over nothing? You know, you don't have control over, there's no power to change any circumstances. There's no power to affect any outcome. You don't have any power over to change anything, to change anyone. You just don't have any power over anything. Well, the answer is that we wait on the Lord. And that can sound very simplistic, and the next question is, well, how do I do that? And so that's kind of what I'm hoping to address a little bit this morning. How do I do it? Well, you put your faith and trust in the one who is sovereign over everything, quite simply. Hebrews 2:12 tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our foundation, of our faith. So, you know, we all know the song, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." That's the answer. Revelation in chapter 5, in verse 11 says, "I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and living creatures and elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom, might, honor, and glory, and blessing. And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing, honor, and glory, dominion forever and ever.' And the four living creatures kept saying, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down to worship." You know, it really is a picture of the recognition in heaven that he is sovereign over all things. And I love when it says, "Worthy is the Lamb," because that's the love that we see, the love of Christ. So yeah, he has the power, and he has riches and wisdom and all of those things, and those are important keys. But he was the Lamb. He didn't win through battle. He did battle a different way. And so what that's telling us is that when we're looking for comfort in times where we recognize we don't have any power, that he's the one that we ought to be turning to. So what do we do while we're waiting? Because wait doesn't mean that we do nothing. There is something for us to do. Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 tells us not to worry about anything, but to seek his kingdom, and that he will add all of these things to us. He goes on to tell us that we should pray. We should talk to him. We should seek him. Not strategize, but seek him. We should ask him. In chapter 5, if you back up in Matthew, he tells us that if we are humble before him, we are blessed. So recognizing, "Lord, not only do I not have control over anything, but I really have nothing to offer you. You offer me your love freely." Scripture tells us that he longs to be gracious to us if we'll just humble ourselves before him. We also need to be intentional about the things we allow to enter our minds. Scripture is very clear about that. You know, in Philippians chapter 4, he gives us instruction on what types of things should we dwell on? What should we be thinking about? And he says, whatever's true, anchor in that which is true. Whatever's honorable, whatever's right, pure, lovely, good repute, excellent, if anything is worthy of praise. And that always brings me back to the fact that there's one and only one who is worthy of praise. So short is stay focused on God. Stay focused on Christ. In the book of Jude, in verse 20, it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life." So stay grounded in the truth that God loves you. And remember that no one can snatch you out of his hands, and the comfort that that brings, no matter what it is that you're facing, the comfort that nobody can do anything about getting you out of his hands. In verse 31 of chapter 8 of Romans, it says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" And he goes on to list all of the different things that cannot separate us from the love of God. And he says, tribulation, the list. Tribulation won't, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. Death will not, life will not, angels, principalities, things present or things to come, no powers, no height, no depth, nothing created will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How do you find peace and maintain hope in times of trouble? Stay anchored in Christ. Stay anchored in the fact that God is in control of all things. He is sovereign in all things, that he loves you and has a purpose for your life, that he has a plan and he will guide you. Pray to him. Pray about that. Lord, what would you have me do? And you'll discover many times in the times where you're asking that, you'll get a lot of opinion from a lot of well-meaning people. But the thing of it is, God isn't talking to them in that point. He's talking to you. He'll give you the grace to deal with the things that he's called upon you. So pray. He will reveal it to you. He promises that in John chapter 1, that he is the light that will reveal it. Nothing and no one can thwart his plan. So if we'll just seek him, listen to him, obey him, wait patiently, and then if we'll embrace the answer that God gives us to our prayers. He doesn't always answer them the way we anticipate him answering them, but he always answers them in the most loving way possible, in the most right way possible. We can rest in knowing that the battle has already been fought. The battle has already been won. We are his kids, and we can rest in that. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your love for us. We thank you that you guide and direct us. We thank you that you are faithful to answer our prayers, to give us direction, and to enlighten us in the things that you've done so that we may see the good that's going on, because it's not always immediately apparent to us. But Lord, if we come to you humbly and we seek you out, you do show us just how much you love us, just how much you care, just how much you're aware of everything that's going on around us. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.